right into the board's minutes yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, so target's at 20.04 versus 22 on the one we're talking about. Target's 22.54 versus 20.04 on the target, 22.54 on the Kohl's. So
$2.50 difference.
Yeah, taking times. I mean, make it in. Is there a basic reason for that?
I can't hear you.
Is there a reason for that?
For
the difference?
Well, the difference would come in just in the fact of what we were seeing from it. You know, how much of it's finished. It's, you can see there's like a little awning sticking out for Kohl's, so they've got, you know, certain pillars. Those are the little differences that can make a cost difference of $2. And also, you know, their asphalt, their concrete, their lighting and light poles are all part of this.
Sure.
This parcel. The land is completely separate.
Sure.
We included the land portion just because it is a small economic unit just required to meet the highest and best use of the real estate.
But for the parcel purposes, though, we can't combine it all in one because, again, they're two different parcels. And so, like I said, we've got the land at 350, which is also in line with what it is around there at the moment. But it is low for Branson.
So the assessed value on this, it went up?
No, this didn't change.
Didn't change?
No.
Okay. The target didn't change?
No, they just decided they want to appeal. Sometimes the big stores, you know, in cycles, they just start going to different counties and appealing stuff just to do it, hoping that we will come down.
I mean, personally, I just don't see any justification for any change, so I'd be inclined to deny the request.
Seconded.
All right, David, there's been a motion to deny based on what we have in front of us, and there's been a second to that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, David, on this one, given that it's stayed the same since last year and we just don't feel like we have enough in front of us to justify a change, we're going to deny the motion. Obviously, you're going to get a decision and you will get the ability to appeal that decision through to the State Tax Commission.
And that is for both parcels, correct?
That is correct.
So that's for 350, and what's the other parcel number?
And that would be for BOE 350, and then does the other one have a BOE number?
It's 025. Well, no, it doesn't have a BOE number, but the parcel ends in 025.
Okay.
Okay, it will be BOE 350, which ends in a parcel number of 001.003L, and then the other parcel, which is the, I believe, the parking lot, which is 0.025, the parcel number ends in. So hopefully that will be clear enough for purposes of what you go to the State Tax Commission with, okay?
Very good. I appreciate that. Thanks to the board. I appreciate you arranging your schedule as well.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate your time. Take care.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank
Bye.
You, David.
All right. That leaves Southern Charm, it appears.
Did we need to do anything with the Forsyth Meadows?
Oh, we just need to call him and tell him that we're going to have to table it until I can do the financials because he didn't give them to me in time.
Okay. That's the gentleman that was just here, right?
No. That was the hotel owner.
Oh, that was the hotel owner. Okay,
yeah.
This.
Low-income housing.
Okay.
This one, Forsyth Meadows, is low-income housing. Again, it goes into a government.
Is that that government formula that we haven't made a decision on before?
Well, we can't. It's a contract they sign with the state, and we're bound by it. I mean, I literally
But you can still go in and look at them and determine whether that's. In other words, you have training in that. I don't.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to.
No, and that's I did them before.
In other words,
like
was
said,
this
to okay. bring them to me at the last second?
Gotcha.
I just couldn't.
All right, I understand. All right, so we can call Mr. Shepherd and just tell him that we're going to table it to the 27th for the you to look at the numbers. Okay.
Daniel,
my name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County BOE.
Sir.
I just wanted to call and confirm with you. We've spoke with the assessor, and it's my understanding you've brought by some financial information, and we were going to make a motion to table this and to continue it till the 27th in order for her to review and look at that information to see if you guys can get it resolved. Is that
yes, sir. That's fine.
Okay. On BOE 370 and 371, I would make a motion that we table them until July 27th.
Seconded.
And seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay. We'll be back in touch on the 27th. Do we have a time on that, or is it just going to be sometime early?
I'll call them and let them
know. Okay. The way we've been operating right now, we kind of said you either morning or afternoon, and maybe any time during that time, just depending on how we get to them and who we got here in person. I hope that's okay.
That's fine. Like I said, I'm sure I'll be talking with Ms. Chapman, you know, between now and then.
I think she wants to say something right now.
Daniel, we'll do this the same way we did before. As soon as I have the figures, I will email you, as long as your email is the same, with the whole spreadsheet, and we'll go over it together and agree on it, and then we'll present it to the
fantastic. Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Okay, BOE number 224. Hello, Valerie. This is David Akers from the Taney County BOE. We have actually gone through the rest of our docket, and we were hoping that we could take this up a little early with you and possibly even some of your other ones. But right now,
I can't do the other ones. I'm not ready for, because I have a schedule. I've been with Team Live, but Southern Charm we could do quite easily. I don't own this property, but I do manage it, and the owners are not available today, so I told them that I would handle it. It should be very easy because I've been listening to the motion that you've been doing, and this is their only property they own, so it is a residential recreational property, and I know right now you're doing the hybrid of the 2575, and again, this is the only property that they own in Taney County.
Okay.
And they're from out of state.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I think we have an email from them that says you can speak for them, so we're fine with that. And what's the name of the parties again?
Chad,
and we've already. Okay, we've already looked at. All right, we've verified that. Any questions from the board?
Nope.
Okay, I would make a motion that as to BOE 2024 that we classify it as 25% commercial, 75% residential, mixed use.
Seconded.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Valerie got that one.
If you're
yes, if we You can't do any of the other ones. We were just trying to help get through some
no,
of those.
No, we're scheduled for the 27th, and I really have to run out the door.
Okay.
I cannot do them right now.
Because you have so many of these, if there is, and I know they've been calling you to do different ones, we would like to see if we couldn't go through. I mean, obviously the answer, we're going to try to be consistent with what we do, so the answers may be on a fair number of these the same. Depending on, you know, I don't know if they're all the same issue in their classification, but assuming they are, if we can get together on those, we are in session tomorrow and we're in session some other times, but is it okay if I just call you at any particular time and see if you might have availability, or is it just pretty much going to be the 27th, that's it?
I prefer the 27th. I'm actually out in California visiting my 95-year-old father.
Okay, gotcha.
So I don't want to be breaking away constantly.
Sure.
So this week's a little awkward. I could do it next week, but I know I am scheduled for the 27th. So since you've already got me on the schedule, it might just be a lot easier just to keep it consistent.
Well, the reason I say that is our last day of session right now, and we have had some that have been tabled. So we might try to hit you up next week if we can, if you're available. But certainly we won't bother.
Yeah, as long as someone notifies me in advance, not because I can come in and see it in person if I prefer.
However you want to do it, it's certainly up to you. But just make sure that if there are properties that are not your properties, that we have something in the file that indicates that you can speak on their behalf. Okay. Just make.
They've already done that.
Yeah, okay, and they
absolutely.
May.
Absolutely, but I can go ahead and do next week. You'll just again need to give me advance notice so that I can actually make that time because I want to do it. I'd be a lot easier to do it in person, and all honesty.
Okay, we'll have a look at the schedule and see what we can do. But we appreciate you being flexible. Thank you.
All right, sounds great. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay, anything else today, guys? Do we need to add anything? Do you have something? Okay. And they asked to be taken up today?
Yes. They were originally today, but they're not like that. That was being moved.
Okay. They've got all three is recreational residents. We have the name. It's Chloe and Caleb Arnold. If we could look them up. You don't have anything else that you know of?
I don't know. What day were they scheduled for? I don't have a file. I don't.
I understand. It may be. Let's just make sure if you're not ready, we can't take it up. So, I mean, we're not going to make you take it up if you're not ready.
Is
but
there another name? Is there an LLC name?
It says Chloe and Caleb Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D. We don't have any other.
And you're showing three. I'm only showing one.
No, I'm just showing one. I'm just asking if
Stephanie, do you have them scheduled from another day so I can look which day it would be?
They were scheduled today, but Valerie asked all of hers to be on the 27th, so she would be on the 27th.
Okay. Let me see if I can find
I just show the one on that.
Okay. So, and they just live down in Ridgedale. Well, they've got the mailing address as Ridgedale anyway. I don't know if they live there. I don't know what this
I show a blue eye mailing address.
Well, maybe that's just where this one is. It's in Ridgedale.
That is in Oakmont, huh? Correct. The property's in Oakmont.
Okay.
Their mailing address is in Blue Eye.
Okay.
Let me look that address. Oh, that'd be Stone County probably.
Well, if you can give me a minute, Alicia's found it and moved it to
I have a temporary holding folder for the ones I don't know what day they're on.
Okay.
Are they actually go in there somewhere?
Hopefully.
Should it?
Maybe they're at the bottom. What's their actual number?
I don't. 233. Yeah, they're right there.
Ah, thank you.
Thanks, Alicia. You're welcome. They had just. I've only seen one folder for them, so. I'm not saying they don't have more, but I may not have gotten to them if they have more on another.
We don't find anything in the records.
Mm-hmm.
We don't find any.
Just that they have one in Blue Eye.
Oh, they do have?
That's probably Stone.
That's Stone County.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And I have your stuff up here.
What's their case number? 2023.
Is the BOE number 233?
Yeah, 233.